Whistleblowers at U.S. Customs and Border Protection say employees there are abusing an overtime program designed for law enforcement emergencies. A federal watchdog says even desk workers in the agency have been claiming routine overtime every day, and that is costing taxpayers $40 million a year. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The program known as Administratively Uncontrolled Overtime, or AUO, dates back 40 years. Days when agents on horseback would spend long hours patrolling the southwest border and then ride long distances back to their stations. Times have changed, but practices at Customs and Border Protection haven't always changed along with them.
We need to make sure that the work is driving overtime pay and it's not just an entitlement.
That's Carolyn Lerner. She leads the Office of Special Counsel, and she's been investigating the use of administratively uncontrolled overtime.
If someone is chasing down someone who's trying to cross the border illegally, that's an appropriate law enforcement reason to use AUO. What we're seeing, however, is that it's widespread regardless of what the job duties are. So CrossFit trainers are claiming AUO, office workers are claiming AUO, folks with no legitimate reason.
Lerner's heard from more than a dozen whistleblowers, including people like Jimmy Elam. He's a paralegal who blew the whistle on practices in San Diego.
It's just as likely as not, during that, 2 hours of overtime that they were putting in daily, you could find them goofing off as you could working. It's about a 50-50 call.
I asked him what he meant by goofing off.
Surfing on the internet, shopping on the internet, sitting around with their smartphones, watching funny videos.
Investigators at Customs and Border Protection say the overtime program designed for emergencies has sometimes been misused to cover routine work. But Paul Hamrick, a deputy in the Internal Affairs Unit, disputes the claim that employees were goofing off during all those overtime hours.
CBP takes seriously its responsibility to ensure the proper use of taxpayer funds. While many frontline officers and agents across the department require work hour flexibility, often through the use of AUO, misuse of these funds is not tolerated.
Earlier this year, after the whistleblower started to talk publicly, the new leader of the Department of Homeland Security barred 900 workers from using the overtime system. Carolyn Lerner of the Federal Whistleblower Office says she's encouraged by that step. But many border agents had a different reaction, that they'd lose a big chunk of pay they feel they were promised. Brandon Judd's president of the National Border Patrol Council.
Back in 1997, when I came into the Border Patrol, the recruitment that I was offered was 25% administratively uncontrollable overtime for the rest of my career. That's what we were told we were going to get.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn often rails against government waste. But Coburn says in this case, he can understand where some agents are coming from.
How do we compensate our Border Patrol agents at the level at which they have been being compensated and make sure they're secure in the future? I don't want to take 25% of anybody's pay away.
Senators are considering legislation that would boost the overall pay system for CBP. But Coburn says the bill includes a lot of jobs that don't involve law enforcement emergencies. He wants to make sure the legislation won't enshrine the long-troubled overtime program under another name. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.